The pitch-black goggles buzzed, revealing a loading screen flickering with pixelated lights. The image on the goggles became clear, and it wasn't long before Xander's character woke up on a ratty mattress in a mostly vacant room. There were two small candles burning on a wooden dresser, but the rest of the room was mostly dark. "Oh, man," Xander said under his breath. "My avatar is not in good shape. He's even worse than before. How is that possible? I need to figure something out, and fast." He'd been staying at the Fire Horse Inn ever since losing his territory to the trolls. Without a roof over his head after losing his castle, Xander's character became ill with a common cold. He managed to gather enough silver coins to stay at the inn, but it appeared that his illness had taken a turn for the worse since he'd last logged into the game. "Ugh. Okay. Get up. How bad is it?" Xander stood his character up from the mattress and walked slowly to the mirror on the dresser. His character moved slowly, seeming ever weaker. "Just a couple more steps. Come on." Finally, his avatar reached the mirror and he could see the reflection, visible in the candlelight. He stared at his game avatar, which looked almost identical to him. Xander had managed to create a character that had the same short brown hair, hazel eyes, and pale skin that he did. He even named his character Xander just like him. The only visible difference between the real Xander and the Xander in the game was that he looked taller with lean muscle. He certainly had more strength in the game than he did in real life. At this moment, however, the Xander in the game was looking pretty sick. His skin was even more pale than usual. Something was seriously wrong. The sound of thunder rumbled outside the window of his room. This happened at the exact moment thunder rumbled outside his basement. It was a strange coincidence. Or was it a coincidence? Xander ignored the thunder. It only made him feel more immersed into the game. The more Xander could feel his body in the land of assassins, the more powerful and calculated his moves became. "Spirit? Hello, are you there?" Xander said aloud.
"Hello, Xander. Welcome back."
A faint digital voice spoke into Xander's headset. "Display my stats." A series of numbers appeared in Xander's vision. The digital voice read aloud over the list of information.
"Xander. Noble. Skill points? None. Strength is at 11%. Intelligence is at 14%.
Xander quickly interrupted the voice. "What's my current HP? He waited as the system processed his question.
Beep. Current health points are 10 out of 26. Fever.
Xander let out a deep sigh.
No. I can't die from a simple fever. But my HP is already down to 10. What can I do? I hardly have any silver coins left."
The sound of thunder roared again outside the basement and simultaneously outside the room of the inn. Something very strange was happening, but Xander was too distracted by his gameplay to realize it. As Xander contemplated how to renew his character's health points, a flash of lightning struck outside both windows, followed by a digital zap. The headset around Xander's face quickly flashed with light, sending him to the ground in confusion. Ah! Thump! He stumbled to the ground from the blinding light. He barely caught himself before knocking his head onto the ground.
Whoa. What kind of glitch was that?